Chapter 38. The Other Queens. The Border of Zebrica, the First Changeling Hive. Twilight, who was still in her Pegasus form, looked down in awe at the sprawling structure jutting out of the trees just as they passed through the perception filter. The large stone brick dome was in pristine condition, the drones sent to maintain it having performed their duties to an almost religious degree. On each side of the dome existed a large set of double doors, each of them entrances to the large hive. From each door extended a long path reaching all the way to the edge of the tree line, and each path was lined with statues of armored changeling guards standing at attention, forever guarding their home. At the very peak of the dome, a large crystal was embedded into the roof, not dissimilar to the one held in the grasp of Avia back in the Badlands Hive's atrium, keeping up the perception filter around at the structure. And from her high vantage point, Twilight could see changeling drones, and a lot of them. Drones from all the attending hives roamed the grounds. Guards in various armors patrolled around in joint security operations while the proceedings unfolded. Twilight could even spot a few queens around the place, some merely inspecting the decor, others in deep discussion with one another about various topics in the lead-up to the council. And then there was one queen standing directly where those from the Badlands were coming into land, surrounded by changelings in red armor. The queen had the standard teal mane and green eyes of a queen, her mane being done up into a neat bun. Twilight noticed her mother visibly smile as she laid eyes on that queen. As they came in for a landing, all of the drones began to shed their Pegasi disguises, with them taking point and landing before the royals or the carriages. Said carriages were next to land, making contact onto the grassy ground and quickly coming to a halt, several drones immediately getting back to work and unloading its contents. Twilight and Chrysalis were the last to shed their disguises, and the last to land. As their black hooves made contact with the ground, the queen Twilight had spotted began to approach the pair, her guards taking position at a respectful distance. Several of Chrysalis's drones glanced at the approaching queen cautiously, but relaxed upon her identification.
"Draco!" Chrysalis greeted cheerfully. "Oh, it is a joy to see you again, my old friend."
"And I you, Chrysalis,"
Draco responded, accepting a quick, friendly embrace from the other queen.
"I trust you are well?"
"As well as can be expected."
"How has everything been so far? Any trouble?"
Chrysalis asked.
"No. Things have been quiet. And now that you are here, the council can go ahead. The first section will likely be pinned to take place tomorrow morning. However, I would actively seek to avoid Crudelis if I were you."
"I wasn't exactly planning on saying hi."
"Besides, we are at the council. What could she possibly do here?"
Draco grimaced.
"Hopefully nothing, but that doesn't mean you should let your guard down. My one brief encounter with that queen set off some alarm bells for me. I don't trust her."
"Neither do I, nor have I ever,"
Chrysalis bitterly responded.
"But enough about that bitch. Perhaps more pleasant forms of conversation would be better suited."
Draco chuckled.
"I'm sorry, you are right. It has been too long since I have seen one of my oldest friends. This should not be a somber occasion. Come, my friend, I will show you to your prearranged accommodations."
Chrysalis held up a hoof to stop Queen Draco.
"But a moment, Draco. You have yet to meet my daughter."
Chrysalis stepped aside to reveal Twilight lingering slightly back, watching the two queens curiously. Draco nodded on seeing the young princess and stepped towards her.
"Twilight Sparkle, we meet at last. I've heard much about you."
Draco bowed her head slightly in greeting.
"Queen Draco, isn't it? Yes, Mother has mentioned you fondly before. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Please, just call me Draco." "Ah, right."
Twilight scuffed the ground awkwardly with a hoof.
"I have never actually met another changeling queen aside from Mother before now, so I don't really know what the precedent is.
Draco chuckled.
Then how about the precedent of how to act among friends?
Twilight's face lit up.
Yes, I think I can do that. Friendship is my specialty, after all. So I hear. Element of magic, are you not? Pretty strange when you consider the fact that your mother, when I first met her, wasn't exactly master of the magical arts.
A mischievous grin appeared on Draco's face.
What do you mean?
Twilight asked out of curiosity. Chrysalis's face somehow turned a bright red through the chitin.
No, Draco, don't you dare!
Draco turned to the other queen.
You worry too much, Chrissy. I would never dream of telling your daughter of how we first met, how in our very first visit to this very hive, you tried to show off your recently learned ability to use portals, only to end up trapping yourself in a wall in the process of doing so.
Chrysalis looked absolutely mortified. Twilight, on the other hoof, tried very hard to keep in a bout of giggling.
Trapped in a wall? With that and what you did to the first crystal in the atrium, your accidents would give Derpy a run for her pits.
The princess teased her mother. Draco raised an eyebrow in curiosity.
First crystal? What is that all about? That is enough of that!
Crystal stepped in between the two changelings.
My daughter and my best friend, how did I ever think this was going to be a good idea?
She muttered to herself. Both Draco and Twilight couldn't help but titter at her expense of a rather bemused Queen Chrysalis. But when all was said and done, they relented.
Very well then, Chrysalis, we're done. Not that I doubt you will attempt to get me back at a later date. You know me too well,
Chrysalis said with mirth. A cough caught their attention.
If your majesties are finished, we have the carriages unloaded. Now we just need a place to put them. On top of that, those who aren't joining the security arrangements right away are keen to hit the hay,
Carta said to the three royals.
My apologies. You'll be staying in the east wing of the hive, along with myself and my drones, and that of Queens Xerox, Plastrin, and Cocoon.
Understood. Cardus bowed his head. We'll make our way over there right away.
Draco turned to a few of her own guards.
You three, go with them. Help them bring in their things and point them out to their rooms, if you will.
Yes, my queen.
All three saluted before running off toward the carriage along with Cardus. Chrysalis spoke as Draco turned back around towards them.
Xerox, Plastrin, and Cocoon are in the east wing with us? Yes, that is correct,
Draco confirmed.
What about the others? Who else is attending, exactly?
Draco stopped to think a moment before answering the question.
Queens Pupa, Carapace, Acadica, Tempora, and Antennae are in the west wing. In the north wing we have Ingrica, Orbata, Pennsylvanica, Vulgaris, and Crudelis. And the south wing?
Chrysalis inquired.
That would have been reserved for Arisana, Austriaca, Germanica, Nersae, and Vespula. The former four couldn't be located. As for Vespula,
Draco trailed off.
There are now only 19 queens,
Chrysalis realized.
Vespula is dead,
Draco said solemnly.
I don't know how or why, but it will almost certainly be a point of discussion in the council. A queen is dead?
Twilight asked, eyes wide in horror.
How can you not know what happened? As far as we can tell, there were no survivors.
Draco shook her head sadly.
My scouts reported heavy signs of heavy fighting. They fought down to the last stallion, mare, and nymph. What about bodies? Could you identify the attackers?
Chrysalis asked.
When we arrived, the other hives had already sent drones to perform cleanup duties. They were burying the bodies, recovering anything useful, and then scuttling what was left off to the hive. It was in a cave system, so it wasn't too hard to collapse it in. Then what about the first times on the scene? Did they identify them?
It was Twilight who asked this time around.
If they did, we will find out tomorrow morning. Until then, all we can do is make idle theories. You said they buried the bodies,
Cresselis recollected.
Where did they bury Vespula?
Draco motioned towards the large dome before them.
Here, along with a great many other queens throughout our history. Did you know Vespula, Mother?
Twilight asked.
No, at least not personally. But I had nothing against her either. She had a small hive, smaller than ours, and they mostly tried to keep to themselves. I can't imagine who would actively want her dead. Enough of that, Chrysalis,
Draco said.
Come, I will lead you inside. I made sure you were actually provided nice rooms, since Crudellus probably would have been more than happy to stick you in a cupboard somewhere. Appreciated.
Chrysalis deadpanned. Cardus directed a few of his changelings as they picked up the various crates and bags that had been unloaded and began to take them into the hive, the drones Draco provided at their head. Once everything had been taken indoors, he directed a few drones to go and park the carriages with a few others near one of the entrances, and then started to head inside himself. As he approached the door, he spotted a drone in blue and red armor speaking to Queen Xerox, a checklist held in his green aura. Cardus realized the drone was part of Crudellus' hive, and simply tried to bypass him without making eye contact. No luck there.
Excuse me, Queen Xerox, there is other business I must attend to for my queen.
The drone bowed in apology.
I understand.
Xerox bowed her head in return.
I must check in with my captain anyway. Farewell.
As the queen turned and walked off in the opposite direction, the drone intercepted Cardus and walked directly in his path.
Captain Cardus, if you could hold on a moment.
Sorry, no solicitors.
Cardus budged past the drone, who then frowned.
Jokes are all well and good, Captain, but I order you to stop.
Cardus halted in his tracks and turned to the changeling threateningly.
You order me? Who do you think you are, and on whose authority?
My queen is organizing this council, so on hers,
the drone shot back.
Now all I need to do is discuss your arrangements for your stay, who you have with you, and other statistical information. I'm just doing my job, so make it easy, will you? What? I've been to one of these before many years ago. I must have been a rookie at the time, but I clearly remember no such information needing to be given. That was when Queen Germanica was arranging the council. Now it is us,
the drone stated.
Honestly, and I thought Private Scorpion complained too much. Look, I can tell we're both busy changing, so why don't you just let me go on my way and shove that list up your ass?
The quicker you corroborate, the quicker I leave, Captain. I know you and your hive have a history of insolence.
Insolence, Cardus growled.
But the other queens have already done it, even your little friend Draco. So you will cooperate.
The drone delivered his ultimatum. Cardus groaned in frustration. Deciding a quick ping to his queen over the hive mind was the best solution, he asked Chrysalis what he should do. But a few short moments later, he received permission, albeit reluctant, to go along with the drone.
Very well then, but make it quick.
Splendid. This is just so we can keep track of everything better for organizational purposes. I'm sure your princess would agree.
Just get on with it,
Cardus said with little patience.
Very well, very well. Now, let's see here. How many drones are with you?
Twilight slumped down onto her bed, only now realizing how exhausted she was from all the flying she had to do in the past couple of days. She and her mother would be sharing a room on the second floor of the East Wing for the duration of the council. The room itself was decently large, with various bookshelves, a fireplace with a few cushions, a work desk, and a window looking down over the grounds. Twilight guessed the room had also previously been host to a double bed, but Draco had her drone swap it out for two singles in preparation for them. Their accompanying drones' rooms were all clustered together, adjacent to one another. And just a hallway away, Draco and her changelings were staying. They had yet to encounter the other three queens or their drones in the East Wing, as they were on different floors, but that would likely soon change. Chrysalis had a few more words with Draco before the latter left to attend to other matters. And with two of their guards taking position by the door, Chrysalis walked in and laid down next to Twilight on the latter's bed.
"Are you well, my daughter?"
"Tired,"
Twilight groaned.
"Celestia'll be lowering the sun soon, and I'm more than ready to sleep."
With a loving smile, Chrysalis pulled Twilight towards her, draped over a gossamer wing, and nuzzled her daughter on the head.
"Well, before you drift off to say hi to Princess Luna, I thought you would like to see the council chamber first." "The council chamber? As in the council chamber where all the most important decisions in changeling history have been made? As in the literal center of our very society?"
Twilight's scholarly mind buzzed with excitement.
Sure, that one."
Chrysalis rolled her eyes. Twilight pondered for a second. Sleep versus satisfying the scholar within her. The latter easily won out, and it wouldn't be the first time or the last time.
"Yes, I would like that." "I thought you would."
Chrysalis smiled.
"Come then, the day grows short, and I too would like to retire to bed before long."